This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 5:41 and it's time for Today on Twitter, where we're exploring whether there's more openness these days to talking about therapy, particularly for kids.
So this comes from Lukman Azmi, who tweeted, "Having kids is expensive. I spent nearly 10,000 ringgit for their therapy sessions because their development slowed down during the MCO. If anyone decides not to have kids, respect their decision." It's also not a lump sum of 10,000, by the way. Per session is 160 plus, but I paid 1,254 ringgit for 8 sessions right away. There are improvements for both my kids, and that is all that matters. So we've spoken before about the cost of having children and you know, or choosing for that matter to stay, to not have children. But today we wanted to focus on the element of therapy that is within this tweet, because I was just thinking, when I was growing up, I'm not sure that there were this many open conversations in general about therapy, and therapy in all its forms, right? Because we're using the word here, it could mean anything. It could be physical therapy, learning therapy, it could be occupational therapy. There are any number of things that could enter this space. But yeah, I don't think that conversations about this used to be as open as it feels like they are today.
No, and I'm actually really glad that that's happening. And I think it's no coincidence that this conversation is being brought up within the context of how much it costs, because I think for that very reason, the fact that it's only now we're starting to see people bring this up and bring it up as something that's important, that's something that we should be paying attention to. I think that's only a good thing, because that will then push towards more attention being given to making these services affordable and making these services accessible. And if you look at the tweets, they're all really about both the value of therapy, but also the cost, and more people, I think, sharing on why they find this a useful process. So let's see. We have Lady Dolphin saying, "As a parent whose kid went through the same thing, I agree. We spent thousands on therapy for our firstborn. The MCO made it worse because of no social contact. Our calculations were enough to raise them normally, but I didn't foresee therapy at all. It set us back so much."
Yeah. And I think it's lovely that they're actual sharing, that there's actual sharing happening. And also the not having I'm not sure how many people build in therapy or the costs of therapy, right, into the costs of having a child. You think a lot, of course, about their needs. It's going to be clothing and food and then education, all that. But therapy, I think, very often is out of the ordinary or out of the expected. And that's why these conversations about cost are coming up, right? We have Shafika, who says, "I saw someone saying that sending your kids to therapy for OT, speech delay, etc., is proof of failure. This kind of mentality is why a lot of parents refuse early childhood intervention, because they don't want to be deemed as a failure. Yang jadi mangsa, anaknya juga."
Yep. And I think, again, that's why it's so important that people do talk about their own journey with therapy, as well as their support and the kind of support that they might need. We have, we have Justin saying, "Development can't simply be postponed for 2 years. My brother has autism, and without normal speech therapy and occupational therapy from the age of 2 to 4, his verbal skills may never have recovered."
Let's see, what else do we have? Common Sense says, "They have therapy centers that work wonders for kids on the spectrum, so they can lead as normal of lives as possible. I've witnessed the remarkable changes in many children." And then there's also this from Dr. Ashley, which I think is particularly lovely, who says, "The way my kid got excited for therapy this morning because he knew he got to go and work through the stuff that's been bothering him made me happy that we make mental wellness a normal thing in our household."
That's lovely. And just to close off, I think, on why we wanted to talk about this in the first place, we have Deanna, who says, "Mental illness is an issue. There needs to be funding to create more accessible access for everyone, not just those who can afford it. Make it normal. Start therapy in schools, every kid, once a month. Let's get help for those who need it, and honestly, for those who don't either, those who don't as well." And I think that's really it, isn't it? This conversation about therapy is, as Lynn said at the start, something that we are certainly not used to having heard so much when we were younger. But I think social media and a growing awareness of the place of mental health means that we are hearing more people talk about it, which, you know, we are both really glad about. Let us know what you think. Do you think there's more openness to talking about therapy these days? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Before we get to the messages, some music. Here is The Beatles with A Little Help From My Friends.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It's 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a couple of different things this hour. So on today on Twitter, we were talking about a seeming more openness, rather, to wanting to discuss therapy, any kind of therapy, whether mental health or occupational or learning therapies. And so we've been asking you, do you think there's more openness to talking about therapy these days? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Meanwhile, just very quickly going back to that conversation on openness towards discussing therapy, we have this from TIDJ.
So TIDJ says, yes, there is more openness talking about therapy now. There's less judgment from people too when such experiences are shared on social media platforms. I'm part of a few private groups on Facebook. We do our best to be supportive to one another when someone shares their struggles with mental health or how they feel discriminated against because of their disabilities like deafness and so on. And yeah, that's exactly it. I was thinking that this is actually one of the bright sides of social media.
That's a lovely message, and I'm so glad that spaces and groups like these exist. I agree. I think this is one of the best things to come out of social media, that they create the opportunity for spaces that people may not have elsewhere. And I think it's so important when you want to talk about issues that are otherwise taboo or sensitive to have a safe space to go to discuss them. And we have this from Nomad.
My 13-year-old daughter had speech therapy when she was 3.5 years old, and she was diagnosed with a global developmental delay when she was 5.5 years old. She started occupational therapy till last year. Lucky that my employer covers the therapy sessions, because I wouldn't have been able to afford what she needed. And again, thank you so much for sharing. And that's it's a good point, right, about how being able to access therapy should probably be available to everybody. But the other part of it is also, once you are in a space in which these conversations can be had, in which your child is in the presence of people who know what they're doing, other issues can also surface and more help can be provided. And I think that's great. My sister is an occupational therapist, so I have a soft spot whenever I hear about OT.
We are talking about, well, a couple of different things. If you'd like to weigh in, keep sending your messages our way. Do you think there is more openness to talking about therapy these days? You can call 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.